Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community. And if you like what we're doing here, make sure you go rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or Apple Music or whatever it's called. Also, Spotify. Yeah, give us a review. If you haven't reviewed us in a while, go give us a review. It really helps. We still pop up number one over on Apple Podcasts, and is in large thanks to those reviews. So if you haven't yet, make sure you go and leave that review. The title of today's podcast is Skyrim vs. Starfield, because we've all got hours in it, and I'll preempt the show by saying that Jordan's wrong. That's all you need to know. Jordan, Skyrim or Starfield at this point. We have hours. I believe Mark, I saw, is over 20 hours.
Wait, you can tell how many hours I've played?
Yeah, I saw in your save file.
Oh, you just saw? Oh,
No. My bad. You're at level 20.
Oh.
So that's what I got the 20
hours from. Actually, because I don't even know how many hours I've put into it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It's that you're at level 20. That's where I'm getting that from. But so, Jordan, actually, let's start with, before we get into Skyrim for Starfield, Spicy, Starfield being more deep in it, what is your thoughts? How are you playing it? And is your way to play the correct way? Because there's a multitude of ways to play this game.
That's my way to play.
Whose way to play?
I think Jordan's playing it wrong, and that's why we have a difference of opinion here. I really do.
Wait, so what's your question again?
Starfield. Is your way to play the game.
How are you playing it? And is it, last week you said you really liked it. Has it improved, decreased?
Oh, yeah, it's very good. It's a very good game. It's a Bethesda game. You're going to have all the quirks and the weirdness of it. The weirdness of the engine. The people randomly hiding behind boxes when they go into a cutscene, which make me laugh every time. I enjoy a good laugh here and there.
As do I.
And I enjoy a good bug that isn't game-breaking.
A good chuckle.
That's funny. Like, Andreja, she's a lady I'm trying to woo-woo right now.
It's not Andreja, it's Andrejiha. It's something weird. Like, have you ever heard him pronounce it? Yeah, it's really weird. I don't like it. It's Andreja.
Well,
it's like when they changed Lara to Lara. It's like, why?
Well, it's then I'm mispronouncing it just as a power move. Then
that's so the game. Spicy tried to call dibs on her the other day, by the way, and I called him yesterday. And before he said anything, I said, "Hey, I know you've called dibs, but I see the way she looks at me, so it doesn't matter."
No, I called dibs. Bro code
does not matter.
Bro code.
I can't help. I can't help if she's smitten with me. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's like they like emphasize the last two letters of her name. It's like
Andreja.
Yeah, it's
Andreja.
When they said it, I was like, what did you say?
It's just Andreja. That's how I say it.
Yeah, that's how everybody says it.
I like it.
I don't know why that's like the one thing that bothers me.
She's a little, what I like about her is the first time that you are introduced to her, this is not a spoiler alert, really, but she's murdering someone.
You know what's funny?
And it's like you're catching her in the act.
You know what's funny?
Should we say like this whole episode will probably be spoilerish territory?
We could say it's spoiler adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Here, come this way.
So it won't be spoilers, but it's spoiler adjacent.
Yeah.
We will not give spoilers, but we will talk about situations.
In which spoilers may...
Maybe induced. Deduced?
Well, just put it this way. We will be talking deeply about Starfield.
Yeah, if there is anything, I will warn you.
Yeah, we'll warn you. We're good. And Spice is good at that.
So back to what I was talking about.
Yeah, your play.
Here, actually, let me pull up some gameplay real quick. I think I can do this. Okay, so I really like a good... Oh, that's not gameplay.
That's a nice little edit.
I really like a good bug, and Bethesda's always given me the fun ones.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So as far as the game itself, it gives me... It's like an expanded, very, very much bigger version of Fallout.
Yeah.
Without the VAT system. Which
without the VAT system.
Which you could argue... you could argue if you like the VATs or not. I don't
like the VAT system.
It was cool
at first. It becomes tedious.
Yeah. But I really enjoy this game. I've enjoyed Bethesda games for a very long time. I like it. It's very good. I'm enjoying it. How I play it is... How I originally was playing it would be I try to make my way in the main story quest, and I end up not doing it within like 20 minutes and getting lost in some
side quest.
It's like, hey, here's a question. Yeah. Hard candy, you know, like suckers and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you bite them or do you suck them?
I'm a chewer.
Yeah.
I try to avoid them.
You avoid them?
That's too much work.
It's work to eat candy?
It kind of is. Hard candy?
Hard candy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like whipped cream on the shake. It just gets in the way of what I want.
Well, I've always tried to suck on them, but I can't. I cannot. I so have to chew.
Yeah.
I have, like, I don't know what it is. I have to bite down and keep chewing, and then it's gone. That's how trying to follow a main quest in this game is for me.
Okay.
I try to go on the main quest,
yep.
And then I realize, holy crap, it's been an hour, and I've gone down.
And that's when you first started. So have you adjusted? Are you now main quest only?
I'm trying to do main quest only, but it's pushing me. The reason I'm trying to do main quest is I have been told by several sources, David included, that the new game plus in this game is extremely good, and it unlocks a lot of things in the game that you not necessarily have access to or something to that nature until NG plus happens.
Yep.
So that's what I was told, and so I
because when you go to NG plus, apparently, I mean, not apparently, this is known. When you go to NG plus, all of your work that you've done, ships, inventory, everything gets wiped except for your skill tree and abilities. Yeah. But in NG plus, apparently you can skip all the missions, but all the side quests are still there for you.
Yeah. That's why I have been trying to not chew the candy and trying to suck this game as much as I can. Because if I start building bases and start doing a whole bunch of stuff I kind of want to do initially, then I lose it all once I go NG plus.
That's so. My thought process. Yeah.
So I have been trying to push the main campaign after we discussed that, David, and I actually saw some other things. I actually, you know, who did a good job at explaining it to me was I watch him on YouTube, but he's a streamer on Twitch. His name's Cone Carnage.
Yeah.
He explained it very well, and he gave it. He basically said, David, he kind of said to just enjoy the game how you want to enjoy the game.
ACG had a similar one where he basically said the same thing.
He basically said there are two games here. The standard Bethesda, take your time, enjoy it. That's NG. That's not NG plus. That's just your playthrough.
Yeah.
And then the game shifts and changes in a very specific way that makes this game extremely replayable over and over and over and over. And that is the second way to play this game. And he says both are viable, but play how you want to play. But with what you said, David, so that's...
So am I missing out? I am basically... I think I've done maybe one or two side quests. I am all main quest all the time.
The danger...
But here's the thing. I'm enjoying it. I'm sucked in. I'm not enjoying it because of that.
Well, that's what makes a Bethesda game so fun is the fact that you can just get lost doing these side quests, just exploring, just looting, finding a random outpost and just going down to the basement, finding a badass shotgun legendary that's super cool that you're like, awesome. Or spending 15 minutes unlocking a master lock and then realizing there was just a piece of gum inside. Mm. You know, it's just a cool game. That's just how Bethesda, they just make cool games that appeal to me. And so I have been normal. The first part of the playthrough, I've been just exploring and doing whatever. The second part, I have been pushing the campaign pretty hard.
Wait, is this your playthrough?
Yeah,
watching.
Yeah, that's my character. You're watching my ugly character get made.
I'm like, this guy's doing the same thing that Spicy did.
Yeah, this is the inception. So I posted a 60-minute, like the first 60 minutes of the game. That's my guy. I make him so ugly. This is fantastic. Yeah.
He is hideous.
So, yes, he gets worse than this, David. He gets way worse. Once I figure out how to make his eyes go weird and bulge and stuff, it gets even better. But yeah, so that's how I'm playing. So my goal here is to, I wouldn't say rush the campaign because there are parts of the campaign that get more difficult if you're lower level.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to balance pushing the campaign pretty hard and then doing a couple side missions. But do you know what I found about the side missions?
Yo.
And even the missions themselves, they don't give a lot of XP. The XP that is most prevalent is combat. You get so much XP through combat.
Mm-hmm. And combat's decent. Combat's
that's
really
very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jordan, now you're playing basically all side missions right now. You have like three different ships.
I've been doing, at first, and then now I'm doing all those. I've caught up to where you guys are at in the main story.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm way past you, Jordan.
I went to the temples. I have multiple. Okay.
Wait, those are spoilers. Yeah. Okay. So now we can talk then.
Yeah.
So I'm playing main mission, same as Spicy. I was the one. Yeah, we talked about it, but... here's the thing. For me, this game, I'm preferring it to Skyrim. And I don't think it's like, because I think I prefer fantasy games actually over sci-fi games. Mm-hmm. But this main story, and I love like the way your ship feels when you're in space. I love the exploration factor, even in the missions as you explore. I'm really hooked on the story. Having said that, I don't think the part that you're talking about, you have to go like 8 hours into the story to unlock some features mm-hmm. that change the whole game, and the story really takes off from there. Indeed, I think the game unlocks from there, really, which is different than Skyrim, because in Skyrim, you could, and Spicy said this earlier because I was talking to him about it, but Spicy, you brought up this point that you could go off the beaten path and find things that intertwine with the main story that in Starfield only intertwines in the main story. You can only get by going directly to the main story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you played like how I would have played, if I played this how I played Skyrim originally, I would still have not all the features that my character is supposed to have. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Skyrim, you kind of get some...
You stumble
across a lot of it, but... It's kind of odd that you have to play the campaign to unlock features in the game that you otherwise would not have access to.
Yeah. And so for me, I am actually preferring Starfield as of right now over Skyrim. Jordan disagrees with me, and he's wrong.
No, I don't disagree with
you. Jordan prefers Skyrim.
No, I think Skyrim overall, as of right now, is the better game.
Yeah.
I would say Starfield is a B. Skyrim is an A.
No, I disagree with you.
Starfield's a B plus. We're not even Skyrim's finished with an A plus. Yeah, no. That being said, I'm not finished with it.
But the other day when we were talking, I said I don't think you've played enough of the main story. That hasn't changed your perception at all.
No. I mean, what happened was cool, and I've gone further past. It's basically I can compare it. Yeah. It's funny because it's like, oh, this is
Bethesda.
Yeah. Well, it's like this is this from this other game.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, no, I like the game. I think it's really fun. I think because of the way the game is presented to you, that's what makes it a little less than Skyrim for me. For example,
what's superior in Skyrim for you?
Exploration. I think it's superior, and I think that's a big criticism that's been going around. I don't agree with the criticism that exploration is non-existent in this game. I think it's presented to you differently, which makes it not as forthright. Like for example, in Skyrim, you come out of the steps and you're like, oh, there's a cool little mountain over there. Let's go to that mountain, right?
Yeah.
I think you can do that in Skyrim because the world is laid out in front of you, right? This being a universe map, it's hard to say, like, for me, it's like, okay, let's go to this random solar system and, okay, there's absolutely nothing here. Other than scanning, or you know what I mean, like it's more hit and miss in its exploration.
So here's the deal with that, Jordan. I get what you're saying, and I think I agree with you, but there's not nothing there.
Like, depending on what solar system you go to, it could strictly just be
like a red star.
Well, it could be like just material. Like there's nothing on that planet except materials, which we knew would be there.
That's space.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what.
Hold on, though.
There are other planets, like there are planets I've been to where it's like, oh.
Jordan's making me want to eat a cookie here.
No, there are other planets I've been to where, like, I've been to a certain moon of a certain planet. And there was stuff on this moon that led to different side quests and very interesting stuff. And that felt very good. That felt Bethesda, you know? That's when the game felt at its best. I think, and this is just me, the curated experience is very good. the procedural experience is not as good and leaves some to be desired.
So, yeah, and I get what you're saying, but I don't think, and maybe I just haven't played it enough, but I feel like I've played it quite a bit. Oh, there has yet to be a solar, or not a solar, a system that does not have a base for me to raid. I mean, yeah, there's been a planet. Well, so I think, like, I found a planet that doesn't have anything.
I'm sure you can find, yeah, somewhere in the system, but that's kind of where it's like, well, I don't want to go through 10
loading screens.
Well, yeah, and that's another, it's not an issue, but it's...
It's only an issue for me if it's like you have to travel back to back to back. If you just if you're not doing that, like if you travel and then you spend some time in a planet and you have to travel again, I don't mind the loading screens. The way to cut that down, by the way, and I didn't know this tip, Spicy told me, fast traveling is a thing. You can travel as long as you've been somewhere all the way across the galaxy. So you don't need to leave to go to outer space because that's a loading screen. Then from outer space, jump's a loading screen. And then from jump, land on the planet, that's another loading screen. You just one loading screen to get all the way where you want to go.
Yeah, and doing missions and stuff is super quick. You just press start or whatever.
Yep.
And you go to the mission and you press Y on the controller. I don't know what it is on PC, but what it does is it takes you to the exact spot. It'll say show on map this mission, and it'll take you to the exact spot, and then you can just fast travel right where you need to
travel.
Be.
Yep. Yeah, and then your ship lands.
You can as long as you've been to that place. If you haven't been to that place where the mission tells you to go, then you still have to warp into the planet. But then you have to load. Well, then you can just load into the planet. But once you start getting going, you can do missions so fast.
So fast, yeah. If I didn't know that, that like sequence of taking off, watching the animation, being in space, going to the map, jumping, landing, that would become very tedious.
Yeah.
But the fast travel has changed the game for me.
No, but so Jordan, what I'm saying is the curated spots that they've done. There are so many of them.
Yeah.
Those are actually quite interesting and fun. I've found very unique items and people in a lot of those.
No, and I 100% agree with you with the curated spots. Yeah. It's all the other stuff. I think, I don't want to use the word bloat, but it doesn't necessarily take away anything from the game. But this is where I'm thinking. There's 1,000 planets in the game. I think you could have dropped it to 500.
And you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what, and that's what I'm saying.
Then is that space?
Well, I mean, I get
and
that
part of the procedural generation, or half procedural generation, not really procedural generation, is the sense of exploration. You may find something really cool. It may just be a barren planet.
Well, yeah, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with barren planets that are just like, oh, shoot, there's a lot of helium on this planet, right? But there's nothing else here. There's a couple bugs or monsters or whatever, and that's fine. But I think there can be too much of that. I see. And that's where I'm at with the exploration. I don't feel like it's... In Skyrim, when I decided I'm going to go south, holy crap, you know, Thieves Landing is down here, and then there's all this, like...
Yeah.
There's all that, like, I feel like there was a purpose to explore down there, or to explore east or west or north or wherever. I think there's a purpose to explore in Starfield. I just don't think it's as fleshed out as Skyrim. And I think it's the nature of the game. Because you're in space, like Skyrim, the whole world is laid out before you, right? The whole world's there. In space or in the universe, I mean, it's a little bit different because you're crossing
the whole universe. Here's the thing, though, too. You have to really love, like, the exploration stuff is an entire skill tree that takes a while to level. That's why I'm very curious for Endgame Plus, because I think that's the exploration piece comes in Endgame Plus.
Now,
New Game Plus.
Like, right? it might be, you know... I've seen people, like, I've explored, like, I've been to a certain moon that led to a base, which, okay, to be fair, there is a lot of copy and pasted bases. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah,
it's actually the demo base that they used in the deep dive.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I'm like,
really?
I've seen this base like 5 times. I'm incredibly efficient at clearing out those bases now.
Because you know where they're at.
Funny.
It's like this one. They're all laid out like this
one. I have noticed some crossover, but...
Yeah.
and I thought I was just at the same place.
I must have been to this planet before. So no, I've seen some cool stuff. I've seen a lot of people in like Discords and stuff, like they've been posting pictures of these cool like environments that they found on planets. I think exploration is there. I just don't think it's as forefront as Skyrim. And I think it's because of the nature of the game. Do you fix that? I think where I'm at now in the game, I think you could have lessened the universe. I don't think there needed to be 1,000 planets.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because,
imagine if they had 500 planets, but each planet had double the amount of stuff on there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not just that. It's just, you know.
But here's the thing. Again, I think because look at how long it takes to level up these skill trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to level it up, but then you have to level up each skill within that skill tree. It takes forever.
Yeah.
And the exploration part is all the science part, really. I think, and I'm not to that point yet, it's New Game Plus that is where that really takes off. Which actually I think they should have told us up front.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Because had nobody said this to me, I would be off doing side quests, and I do not think as side quests that I would be having as much fun, because I would be nowhere close to having the abilities and experiencing the features that I have now because I plowed through the main quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think some of the side quests are actually very good.
Yeah, but you know, but whereas in Skyrim, that is the one thing that Skyrim overlaps. Like, I could still get those abilities and features.
Yeah, but how does the developer tell you, like, hey, guys,
I don't know. It's a tricky thing. But really, I think, Spicy, you're that guy you watched explanation, where it's two different games, basically, is it. But I am playing,
and I'm
plowing through to New Game Plus.
I want to get to New Game Plus, and I want to do a good playthrough of New Game Plus, because I do want to see if things expand. Now, does that change the criticism? I don't think so, because
because it's how the game is built.
So to be clear.
Yeah, I don't think you...
Because it sounds like, if you're just tuning in and you're halfway through, it sounds like Jordan's not liking the game. That's not... Our discussion is Skyrim versus Starfield, but they're both AAA classics. Which one do we prefer?
There are things I think Starfield can do better, and I hope they add with further DLC. Mm. One of them being space. I actually think space is... There's literally only three things you can do in space.
Imagine, though,
eating, screwing, and
imagine what mods will bring with space.
And sleeping, and I've already done twice today.
It's limitless.
Yeah. No, so in space, because they kind of, the marketing kind of touted up space, and this ties a little bit into exploration. Let's start with the three things. So you have random encounters in space, which can be funny enough, like insurance people come like, hey, you know, and you're like, no.
They hail you and stuff like that. I always save people, and they're like, how can I pay you? And I say, don't worry about it.
It depends on where I'm at. Like,
so much better than all the rest of
us. Everyone is always like, really? In fact, one person was like, well, you're stupid.
And then left. Some guy asked for directions, and I said, yeah, it's the next system up. I had no idea where he was going. So I wonder if they'll show up later, you know. But no, so there's random encounters like that. There's dogfighting when you first, like, warp into a planet. And then there's, like, asteroid fields that you can either go through. Sometimes they have bases on them and stuff like that. But the extent of, like, getting into your ship and just going and flying through space, I actually don't think is there. And that's where I feel the marketing went a little bit. Like, I get the criticism. There's a lot of stuff online. Like, people are saying, like, oh, Bethesda lied to us. I don't necessarily think that's the case. But I do think they touted
space. I have spent hours just floating through space.
Doing what?
Shooting things, for one. Flying around. One of my favorite things to do is to, like, ramp my engines up and then to stand up from my cockpit and just go back and have conversations with my lady friends.
Yeah, and you can just...
Because I'm in the middle of space. It's a little romantic.
But I kind of almost... My impression... My lady friends. My impression
you're
is...
You're Star-Lord. I'm Star-Lord, yes.
And maybe there is. Maybe I just haven't gotten to this part of the game. But my impression of space is I thought there would be more like Elite Dangerous style mission. Like, you'd have the three things that I talked about, like dogfighting, you know, random encounters and stuff, but like,
okay, have you joined? You know, like, elite. Have you joined the military?
No.
Okay. Well, then you can't talk. When you go through the military,
your opinion is void. Now.
When you go through the military quests, guess what you unlock?
What
you unlock? A whole a whole array of space battles and space missions.
So literally what I just said.
Literally what you just said.
One of the three things that you can only do.
You just haven't. No. But what you just said about Elite Dangerous, having missions to go out in space and stuff. That's what happens when you, is it the Vanguard? What's the name of the?
It's the Vanguard.
Yeah. The Vanguard mission in the embassy, one of the first guys you talk to, if you go up and you become a citizen and you do the training,
yeah,
that's what that whole mission is.
So what you're saying is if you join them, you go and fight pirates in space.
More than that. You go and do everything you just asked for from Elite Dangerous.
I thought it would be a little bit more fleshed out like Elite Dangerous. Like, for example, in Elite Dangerous, you go mine stuff in space. You do cargo missions.
But I'm very confused here because Elite Dangerous.
No, I'm not saying it has to be Elite Dangerous. I just thought there would be more to space than there currently is.
To me, I think there's more in Starfield in space than Elite Dangerous. Elite Dangerous, the appeal to Elite Dangerous is the isolation in space. Like you can't. First of all, there's no life on planets in.
Yeah, well, there is now.
It's basically a mining shooting game.
No, there's quite a bit to do in space.
So we're talking. I think you guys are accidentally talking about apples and oranges. I really do. Elite Dangerous is a simulator space. It's a space simulator.
Yeah.
I think Starfield is not that.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%. It's an arcade game.
What I mean by that, I think it's an RPG made by Bethesda taking place in space. You talk to people, you have conversations, you have character growth, you loot, you do this stuff. Space just happens to be the skin over the top of that game.
That's actually exactly what I think it is, because most of the game, I would say 90% of the game, is you on the ground or docked in a station doing something with your character.
So,
and I just thought that would be 60% of the game, and there'd be 40% like strictly doing space stuff. But I think Mark actually explained it. It's an RPG, and the setting happens to be space.
That's you. If you were expecting an Elite Dangerous, this is not the game for you at all.
Now, look, I don't think it takes away from the game. I just think there could be more there.
Yeah, it's not Skyrim to you yet. Skyrim level.
No. I think it's a very good game.
See, for me,
hasn't found a giant he could kill yet.
Yeah, for me,
Thomas the Tank isn't in the game yet.
For me, I just don't have that issue.
No, I haven't had like issues with the game.
Like I find like I don't have. I'm like, yeah, oh cool. I'm gonna go fly over here to this planet. Oh, there's nothing here. Oh, not okay.
No, yeah, I don't have any issues with the game. I think it's a very good game.
I am preferring Starfield over Skyrim at this point.
And like, if I were to pick, I don't know which one I would prefer. Right? I mean, I've played the crap out of Skyrim, so I think I prefer Starfield right now. But I think game to game, because I think right now Skyrim is the better game.
Dungeons in Skyrim get tedious to me. Mm-hmm. Fighting in Starfield has not yet got tedious at all. I love it. I love the new guns that you get. I love using different features and abilities. Mm-hmm. I love how it progresses and you can like choose your way to do. I didn't think I would be a sneaky sniper, but I've gone the sneaky sniper route.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's for that 2.5x.
Yeah. And so there, and so if you were to compare like Skyrim dungeons and whatever the Starfield dungeon is, I prefer the Starfield dungeon. I think Starfield is just better for me.
Yeah.
Appeals to me more. Spicy, have you weighed in yet? Any that you lean towards Sky in the heavyweight battle of Skyrim versus Starfield?
Yeah, so I would say Starfield is vastly much larger. There's so much more in Starfield. They have packed this game with a bunch of stuff. And I would say the gunplay fits my play style a lot more than Skyrim, because I don't like melee combat in my games. And this, I would always play as a mage or something. Skyrim. Well, I would initially try to not play a melee character. And I would always, every playthrough, I would change it. You know what's fascinating too? The gunplay. I just had this happen today. I'm sitting here. I'm in combat. I'm fighting. I, rocket pack up to like a top kind of lookout tower. And I have, there's this cooler that's open and I'm shooting next to it and the bad guys shot it and it flipped closed.
Yeah.
And I would never have thought that that was possible in a Bethesda game in my life.
Well,
like the environment adding into just something as simple as a ballistic knocking that down. Yeah.
And it not just being one piece.
Yeah, that fascinated me. Just thinking the engine that I'm used to in Bethesda games and having that happen.
Yeah,
I thought that was super cool, to be honest.
Well, I actually think the detail in this game is top tier.
It's top tier.
Yeah, for like sure. Just going through.
Hey, Spicy, I did the exact same thing right there. At this point, I'm like, I think I'm going to need all this food for later. It's at the very beginning of the game.
David's watching my playthrough. Yeah, right now.
I'm gonna. Okay. But see, you didn't take the sandwich. I took the sandwich.
Going through like different, you know, installations or different bases and stuff, like what they have packed into those, like the amount of detail and stuff that's in there is actually really quite impressive.
It's
like the game is very, I do think the game is very detailed. So
I need to ask a question from chat right now.
Go ahead.
Anyong, this is what they say. I just learned I can pick up things that aren't lootable and throw them. Okay, I did not know you could do that in this game.
I've got like 60 hours and just figured that out.
I did not know you could do that in this game.
I feel like there are layers, and then when you discover them, it's like, well, that would have been great to know.
Well, cause so I can pick up some of the like the toxic explosive barrels and like throw them out. I can do that.
Yeah, to chat as well. Nico Fernandez says, I'm loving the pace of this game. It's so relaxing just to take my time and enjoy the journey. I think that's what I'm really liking about it, too. I love that I could just sit in space and... Oh, I gotta go run to the bathroom real quick.
As you rush through the campaign.
Yeah, as I rush through the campaign.
I know, it's putting us in a weird spot. Knowing, and actually the internet has been very kind to a lot of people in saying, I don't think I've ever said that in a sentence before, but in saying, we don't want to spoil anything.
They have, actually, yeah. I've not come across any accidental.
Just so you know, New Game Plus increases the value of your playable game.
Yeah.
And increases it. Just so you know. And I still have not been spoiled yet. I'm always very careful.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, but anyways, I'm really impressed.
Where I'm at, like with the game, I think everything they have in this game is good and well done. Minus one thing. I don't know. Is it bad to say that there could be more. I don't know. Is that what I'm trying to say?
There could be more.
There's
already so much.
No, I know. I don't know how to explain it. Like with space, I feel like space can be a little bit more fleshed out.
The only thing, the only thing, just give me a freaking city map.
Oh yeah, the surface map is terrible. I think it's because someone brought this up
in one of my videos that I made because I complained about it.
Yeah.
And that's my one criticism. And someone said they think that they went with this surface map model because things are different, are going to be different for everybody on the planets you go to.
Yeah,
because
it's procedurally generated.
But still, on main planets, just give me the city map where that's not procedurally generated.
I would rather not have it in the game. if it was not in the game, I can at least say, man, I wish there was a map. Like, now I look at the map and I just get free, because it's terrible.
It's not good. It's not useful, right? Yeah.
No, it adds a negative value.
So map, when you go out a level, is fantastic.
Yeah, the star map's fine. The surface map is terrible.
When you get on the surface and it's just a blue grid with like giant shields,
yeah, and you're like
points of interest, and you're like, that tells me nothing.
But like, there's no like, it's terrible. Like, it's
yeah, someone's gonna mod that. I think that's gonna be one of the first mods.
I don't know how that. Like, I was really thinking. Like, I feel like I give developers the benefit of the doubt.
I really think procedurally generated stuff.
How did this make it through?
I think that's why.
Like, who quality controlled that?
Maybe it's an ability. Maybe it's a feature you unlock in New Game Plus.
It gives you a map. That's how it rolls over.
That's exactly what is not being spoiled.
The other big thing. So that I think can be improved. Will Bethesda patch it? Probably not. I don't think I've ever seen them like actually patch a quality of life unless they resold it in an anniversary edition. So I don't know if that'll happen or not.
It'll be modded.
Yeah, it'll be a mod. Yeah, they are. Yeah, just throwing this out there. They actually already have the
sexy mod.
Yeah, the not suitable for work mod.
Yeah,
and it.
Have you tried it?
No, but the pictures that might make
funny. It has, yeah, yeah.
But I saw the advertise. It was like from bugs. Anyway, it was. But that may make space travel a little bit more exciting.
An Austin Powers spaceship. Yeah,
that may. No, not just the spaceship, but the like they redid activities. Some of the character models.
Yeah, okay.
And you're like, whoa.
That is too funny. I do want to, before we continue here, I do want to shout out some super chats that we've gotten. First one came from Reactor League. He's been a member for 38 months at Cortana level. Huge shout out to Reactor League. He says, hey, bros, any bugs yet in Starfield? Only one I came across was a passive NPC in space. Contacted me mid-flight, and I got stuck in it and died. I had the same bug. I got stuck in, you know, like after you finish a fight in space and it freezes your discussion over the top of the whoever you just rescued. I got stuck in that and I had to restart it. So
I have a list. They're really fun. The best is you can actually cause this. Go up to somebody and get slightly behind them at a weird, like, 120 degree angle, and their head will turn and it'll be like backwards. And some of the dialogue is so funny. I've heard on the internet them calling it Starefield, which is
because they stare at you as you walk past or whatever.
You have two people talking to each other, but they're staring at you. It's so funny.
I feel like that's like a Bethesda staple. You know what I mean? Just because of the way the game is. So.
The other thing that is different, actually, as you say that, is just because of conversations. So in Skyrim, a difference here, and also in Fallout, you could walk into a place and an event would happen in front of you, and then that starts a quest. Here, you just walk past and a guard will say something to you. Hey, have you seen the guard over by the tree? And boom, that activates the mission.
It throws a side mission.
It's like audio conversation based more than like...
More than before. Yeah. Well,
more than before, yeah.
That's the thing. This game has so much value. Like if you're just talking value as far as quest lines and interesting things and fun ways to just waste your time in a game, this game... Because that's what, for me, was kind of fun... In both Fallout and in Skyrim, just go that direction.
See what happens.
And see what happens. This has a lot of that. This has, you could get lost.
Have you seen the players that have flown, actually flown to all the, like, different systems? And it's like, I did it. Took 7 hours. And they record the whole thing.
Well, that was the, I saw the girl streamer.
Alana Pierce. Yeah, did you see what happened to her?
No, what happened?
So Alana Pierce, she's a streamer, but she also works for Santa Monica Studios,
yeah,
which is God of War.
Yeah.
So she was playing Starfield because everybody's excited for it, right? So she's playing Starfield, and she did the Pluto thing where she, that was unfortunate that she, like, clipped right through it. But anyway.
I actually found that, so what's interesting, before you get into it, Jordan, I know what you're going to talk about, which is really funny. But I found that fascinating that, so she flew to Pluto.
Yeah.
And the reason she flew to Pluto is because that was the closest planet she could get to. And she had to constantly micro-adjust every about half hour.
Because of the gravity.
Because Pluto is on, it's on in rotation like around the sun. So they actually programmed the planets to be moving in.
That's crazy.
That was really cool.
So she had to, so she actually woke up every 30 minutes and readjusted, which is... I mean, props to her.
And she did it. 7 hours. She got to Pluto. She did clip through the planet, but
Once she got there, she just went right through it.
So that needs to be adjusted, but, it, you know, she got there.
And then she went left and then came out the other side. So it is a sphere. So they were able to determine that it was a sphere and everything. But I found that super cool that they programmed the rotation of the planet.
So she did that. She played all in all. Like, she actually made a video about it. But all in all, like... She's enjoying the game. She thinks there's things that could be improved in the game, but she's enjoying the game.
Sure.
Her boss, who is like the director of God of War and stuff, because this gets into the story. He also played the game. He's also enjoying it. They're talking. She says in this video, they were about to go into a meeting, and before they went in, they were actually talking about all the different stuff they were doing in Starfield, right?
Yeah.
Now there was a. And this is actually ties into your videos that you do. I think the internet's broken.
It's like, broken.
I think some people,
you want to know why?
Are literally broken.
Did you see my video today?
Yeah, yeah.
On the Metacritic's bombs.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No. But seriously, like, what are we doing, people?
So, Alana played, and there was a young individual. Well, it may have been an old. There was an individual on Twitter or X or whatever that clipped her tweet of her playing and tweet it out to her bosses, actually, like put them in the tweet, demanding that she should be fired because she was playing. Yeah, she should not be playing an Xbox game on a public platform. It was like,
what?
It was like, yeah, it was so. It was just people. I think people are crazy.
I think the reason I genuinely think this, I talked about it this morning. And tell me if I'm wrong. I could be way off here. So first of all, I think a lot of those are bots in reading through it. Like it's clearly the English is off, the grammar's off. I think there's people playing games there.
Yeah, even if you had bad grammar, it would be better than what some of those, you know.
It's true. So one, I think a lot of those just aren't real. Number two, I think the reason that there's this chaotic moment in gaming here is because for the longest time, Xbox is the B team. Xbox is, who is it that the Globetrotters always beat?
That team. Yeah, I know. No one knows their name, but
the team that is paid to lose to the Harlem Globetrotters and make them look good. That's been Xbox for the last decade. And PlayStation has just dominated. And they've been the team that has had these types of games. Now, Xbox is on its way up, has been making correct decisions, is really forward-thinking, and all of a sudden is competitive. And I think that creates, from the winning team, this animosity towards, if we're using teams and as the analogy here, to the Washington Generals. Yes, the Xbox has been the Washington Generals. Now they're competing, and some people just can't handle it.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said, David, people were giving the game zeros, and I actually agree with you. Just by existing, you're a one.
Yeah,
like as existing, no, even if you're a terrible game, you're at least a one.
How
by
are you
existing.
Getting a game of zero that exists?
Yeah. So no, I look. There's been people that I watch and I like, and different streamers and YouTubers, and they some like the game, some don't like the game. You know, it's fine if you don't like the game because it's not for you. I actually think Shroud put it best. He made a comment. He said he's a Bethesda person. He likes Bethesda games. He says, if you're a Bethesda person, he says, I think this game's like an 8 or a 9. He says, if you're like a normal person going into this, not a Bethesda fan, the game's probably a 7.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair comparison, you know, because I think if you're a Bethesda fan, I think you'll enjoy the game very much. I think if you're not, you can enjoy the game very much, but
yeah,
I do think there's one thing I do think I wish they had. Again, it doesn't take away from the game, but the crowds in the main cities are very dull. And I do think it takes away from the game a little bit. Because, for example, and you can do this in Skyrim, if I go into a town, and maybe it's just because I'm playing Red Dead Redemption, and so, you know what I mean? Like these are, you know, if you go into a town and you just shoot your gun around like an awful person, no one reacts to you. Like, try it out. Like, it takes a lot to get someone.
No, you know what's funny about that, Jordan?
Yeah.
Let me tell you the story. I went to a bank that was being robbed.
Yeah.
And they had hostages in the basement. Okay? It was the Shaw Gang or something. I can't remember.
Shaw Gang.
The Shaw Gang. And I blew up everybody in the bank. And I felt really bad because they were very young, you know, individuals. But I go down to the basement and I steal everything in this vault, not realizing that they were like the owner was watching me. This is a really fun glitch, by the way. It made me laugh so hard. So I steal all this crap really quick. And then this guy runs up to me and he goes, "Hey, you just stole all that stuff. And then mid sentence, he stops and goes, "Hey, thanks for saving my bank."
Cause it like, cause the mission the completed.
I got away with so much stuff.
That is funny.
I get what you're saying. Like,
no, yeah, you can go into stuff and you can shoot around. And I think like, There was one, I eventually had to like shoot a rocket launcher at something to finally get people to like, "Holy crap, they're your enemies now." And then it got, you know, intense. It just playing like Red Dead Redemption, you know what I mean? Like, I think just coming like,
we have different playthroughs because I would have never.
I used an axe in that mission.
I did it by accident. I mean, I've seen a lot of people do it over because it is actually kind of funny. I did it because I pulled out my gun by hitting right trigger and it accidentally shot and I was like, "Oh." And like no one did anything, so I was like, it was one of those things where you're like, "Okay," and you kind of see how far you can push the line.
Yeah,
and if you're in New Italy, you can push it pretty far.
So real quick, just to finish up on the super chats, Super Shocker has gifted 10 X1 Bros memberships. Huge shout out to Super Shocker and everybody that got a free membership today from Super Shocker. Thank you very much for the support.
So Jordan, you want a Grand Theft Auto 5-star system? You want Vice down?
Even in Skyrim, if you pull out a sword and whack out the guards will come up to you. You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
But it's interesting because
here's the thing though: can you change your difficulty when you start up the game?
Does that
I don't know. It. Maybe I think it should affect it regardless.
I don't know.
So what's interesting is other games have felt dead. Like I'm going to talk about Cyberpunk as far as like the atmosphere and the world.
Yeah.
You had the same people walking around and it was just like bots walking around. This one is kind of an in-between of Rockstar and Cyberpunk because there are actually really interesting conversations you walk by.
Yeah.
I've stopped and there's been a husband and wife having a
baby?
No, they've been... yeah.
Oh, that about been their really daughter?
Yeah.
In the park?
One was interesting.
Because I caught that and I actually turned around and went back and listened to that
one. And there's been several of those where it's been like, oh, that's actually an interesting dialogue that's just randomly happening right there.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, if you pull out your weapon in Skyrim, they're like, the soldier's right on, he's on you like that. He's like, what are you doing? Put that away or you're going to meet
Yeah, him. Yeah.
This
you had to pay him a fine or something, you know, maybe did, but it makes the world feel a little bit more organic.
Maybe.
But wait, what
maybe
world
the gun laws are a lot looser.
Wait, what world did you take out your gun in? Have you done it in every?
Did it in New Atlantis.
Oh, okay. So that's where I thought that they would get you. I thought you were out.
New Atlantis?
On the Western
Frontier. Let's try Neon. Let's go to Neon.
Yeah.
See what happens there.
Yeah, we should. One more super chat that we got. Adidas20 says Phil Spencer have the ponies upset. That's funny.
And maybe I'll go to like the commercial district. Maybe it's a little bit more security there.
I'm really curious now, but that does seem like an oversight, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't understand. I've done it in multiple places because I did it on a star system and I did it in the lodge.
Well, in the lodge, they're your friends.
Yeah, but not if you shoot them.
Well, you know are you mean? Shooting them?
Yeah.
Like you're committing murder?
Yeah.
Wait. You've gone that far.
There's no friendly fire.
Wait, there definitely is. There definitely is. Right? There has to be.
No, I don't think so. Not because Sarah Morgan would have been dead a lot if... Maybe there is friendly fire, but she just takes it.
And that's your fiance, right?
Yes.
So she likes to take a hit.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the fact that that's your fiance says so much about you, Jordan.
Well, for a good while, she was the only, female available.
Like, I don't need to. Yeah.
I didn't know of Andreja until like 15 hours in, David.
Yeah.
Same. So. Same age.
I'll tell you, Andrea
is. I like her. I like her a lot.
Yeah, but the.
Can we talk about how annoying Ko's daughter is? We're talking about it.
Yeah. Show.
Well, she's, you know what's funny?
Friggin' annoying.
I actually read in chat, I think it was Beast that was talking about how people talk over you during certain cutscenes. She has done that so many times.
So many times. Like I'm not even trying to talk to her. My back is to her, and she just starts talking to you.
I'm like, I land in this galaxy, and there's a whole bunch going on, and she's just sitting there yapping in the back. It almost adds to a 12-year-old girl sitting in the back seat of a car just yelling at the driver.
I do like the conversation animations, how it's like a zoom in with bokeh around them, and so you're like super focused on them when it's when it's something direct.
And then someone like peeks in. And then,
Do you have any books for me? It's like, shut up! We're being attacked by pirates.
Really. That's funny. So she's in the collective with the constellation.
Yeah,
she's follow constellation. You'll find she's a daughter of.
I think those are actually the only. I think constellation is the only way you can get companions. There's other people you can get as like crew and outpost people, but I think they're the only companions you can get. So, but, I was going to go back, even in Cyberpunk, like if you were just the AI, I mean, we can talk about it. Even in Cyberpunk, as broken as that game was, when you shot a bullet, people ran away. Yeah, they ran away. Like here, everybody just like,
Well, maybe it's such a commonplace.
I mean, they do talk about the war. Maybe everybody's just used to it.
But can you kill someone in the main cities when you shoot them randomly?
Well, I'm sure you can.
But see, no one has.
We'll test it right after the show.
Because I bet you, I'm pretty sure they don't freak out because you can't kill them.
I had to like rocket launch or something and then throw a grenade. And finally it said, they're your enemy. And then people started fighting me. That wasn't in New Atlantis, though. That was somewhere else.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, that's what it took. You know, that's like, all right.
Well, and there is like a whole military police force there, the Vanguard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I know you can't shoot in New Atlantis.
No, one of the top tips, the reason I know about Vanguard is because shout out to Pure Xbox. Pure Xbox's top tip for beginning the game was go do the Vanguard quest because it gives you that stuff to do in space feeling that you don't have otherwise.
Yeah.
That was another jab at you, Jordan.
There was a lot of issues. Speaking of Cyberpunk, did you see the comparison from Starfield to Cyberpunk and then what the Cyberpunk developers actually said about it?
No.
It was actually really interesting.
I have a hot take on Project Red, though.
There was a comparison to Cyberpunk and I actually
I'm eagerly awaiting
at this stage, I don't think you can just compare side to side because Cyberpunk was a terrible launch. There was multiple issues, and they've had multiple years to fix them. And that's actually what the developers said. They said they basically came out and said, you got to understand, we've actually patched the crap out of this game. So, sure.
Want to hear my hot take?
I think your hot take's wrong.
Wait, what?
I've already shared.
Are you done? Is Jordan done, though, David?
Yeah, he was done. He was done.
What else did I want to say? I wanted to talk about the big thing on the internet about AI, but yeah, go ahead, David.
Yeah, my hot take on CD Projekt Red is they're an overrated developer. That's right. I said it. I think they've had hyper success with one genre, Witcher. One game, really. Witcher 3. The other ones, they were pretty good, but there were no Witcher 3. Witcher 3 is Witcher 3. And then we all got all hyped because they were saying, okay, we're going to take Witcher 3 and we're going to the future. We're going to Cyberpunk.
Yeah. But the problem was is they
in the words of Nico, my good friend Nico Fernandez, cyber stunk. Okay.
Yeah. But the problem is if they would have taken Witcher.
No, but I'm saying is those are very different style games.
No, but like the bait, like.
Here's the other thing. I don't know that we're going to get another Witcher.
David, you never let Jordan.
Because I'm not done with my hot take. I don't think Witcher, because the reason this came up is because Witcher, the next Witcher is now in production.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very suspect. Very suspect.
Well, if it's anything like the Netflix series, then
we're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, I think Witcher 3 could be a flash in the pan moment for CD Projekt Red.
No, because Witcher 1 and 2 were very well done games. Witcher 3 was the culmination of those two games.
I would not qualify it with very. I think they were well done.
I would say
Witcher 1 was okay.
Witcher
too,
1 was a good game. Witcher 2 was a very good game. Very well done game. And then Witcher 3 was the culmination of all their work and just perfected.
And then so Cyberpunk was, hey, we're arrogant and we think we're better than we are. Fail.
Well, Cyberpunk
because even
was,
Cyber, I was now I was stoked. I was super hyped.
Well, everybody was.
I fell into the hype and even playing through the first like gun place, I'm like, okay, I'm going to love this. And then nothing happens.
Yeah. The problem is they didn't finish the game.
Yeah, I think,
and I would actually, I mean, the game is much better, right? Because I actually played it this week because I wanted to compare the gunplay between Starfield and Cyberpunk. I'm excited. Look, I'll say this: I'm excited to play Phantom Liberty later this month. DLC.
I'm not
that they're coming or expansion that they're coming out with. No, they promised The Witcher in a few. Like that was the initial. That was the expectation. The
future
depth,
Witcher.
The depth of The Witcher in the Cyberpunk universe. They didn't give us that. They didn't give us quests that spider web throughout the main quest. They didn't give us meaningful choices like they did in Witcher. Like they didn't take The Witcher and put it.
Okay, I will say this.
They were trying to.
The opening tutorial sequence and stuff and the events that happen as far as storytelling was very good in Cyberpunk.
That's funny because I actually think.
Well, you think they could have just made that like get playable.
So basically what they did is they gave you one mission.
Yeah.
And then they gave you a montage. And then they put you in the game.
I think the montage was the best thing that they did.
I think the montage should have been gameplay.
I agree.
Because they're trying to fast forward. They're trying to push you through that story, though. I think the montage was actually genius, and then it all fell apart.
The montage was genius?
Yeah. Like, push you through. Okay,
so now we're in the story. The problem is... we're friends.
Death. Well, they kind of do the same thing in Red Dead Redemption.
The character... No, Red Dead Redemption.
Not to that extent, but remember...
Red Dead Redemption 2 was a very drawn out...
No, but remember in the bar where you're, like, drinking together, and you're getting drunk, and all this stuff is happening around you in the saloon in Strawberry or in Valentine. Is it Valentine or Strawberry? No, it's Valentine.
I think that was just a feature of the game of you getting drunk.
Yeah, but no, it was the montage. It's part of the story, and it's a montage of you and the Indian guy.
Yeah, I think that was a quest with him.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying.
You already built up a relationship with the group.
But now they're montaging you through this development.
The reason Cyberpunk did that is because they, and this is the problem with what they wanted to do. I mean, they come off the trails of Witcher 3. They wanted to make something as big and as bold as possible, and it was just too much for that team to do. That's what happened. And so you get to this point where in the opening sequence, they storyboarded character development and pushed you through as fast as possible.
But see, I think that's genius.
That could have been gameplay, and you could have gained way more value learning those relationships.
Yeah, I agree with that, because then that would have stung more. However, the montage made it sting.
Let's use an example. No. I actually don't think it did. So here's the thing. Let's compare two games, right? So spoilers for Cyberpunk if you haven't played it. Going forward, Jackie is the character we're talking about. Yeah. You meet him in the very first mission, depending on what you choose. Like, Mark snorted cocaine and then they met in the basement. I met him out in the wilderness. I don't know what you did.
I was in the desert getting smuggled into the city.
I got smuggled into the city. We met him in different ways, right? Then you,
Mark was doing cocaine.
I was. Yeah. I was stressed out at my job.
Yeah, he was throwing up.
Yeah, I honestly do not go through a corpo playthrough if you have, like, anxiety and stress from work. Because it was too real. It was way... I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta finish these memos.
So, you do one mission with Jackie, then there's a montage about how you guys become friends, and then you do another mission with Jackie, and he dies, and that's you're mad, and then that's how the game kind of starts and goes through the thing, right? Okay, that's their version of it. I did not care that Jackie died. Right, I was like, okay, he's dead. I cared nothing for him. Well, right,
David. Now
let's compare that to the original Halo and Captain Keyes, the person you don't even play with.
Two different games.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But Captain Keyes dies in the middle of the game, and you feel something when he dies because they built that relationship with you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, they just
I don't care about Jackie.
It.
And then I had to go to his funeral and like talk to his mom. And I'm like, I cared nothing for your son. I don't know why.
That was
actually
one of the options.
Yeah, like,
well, they should have montaged that. They should have montaged that funeral. From
added that in. Why did they
should have just montaged the funeral in. Honestly,
yeah.
No, but my hot take is I am not sure CD Projekt Red is the developer that we think they are.
No, I think they are, David. I just think they just.
Whether it was management or...
I
don't know.
It was too big of a project for them.
Well, we'll find out. But
yeah, with their next game.
Totally redeem themselves in the words of...
I mean...
Lloyd.
that development team is specifically meant to develop Witcher. That's what they were created to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But see, so I think you look at Rockstar as a publisher and as a developer. Rockstar... I don't know if are they a publisher? Are they considered a publisher?
No, Take-Two is the publisher, the developer.
Yeah. So they can go from Grand Theft Auto, modern day city, to the Wild West, no problem. Not miss a beat.
Give 15 years or so. Like, it takes a long time for a Rockstar game to be made.
That's fine. CD Projekt Red, to me, I think Witcher is their lane, and I don't think they can veer it. I.e., I think Rockstar is a superior developer. CD Projekt Red is not at that level.
I agree that Rockstar is a superior developer because they made, and this is crazy, they made one of the greatest table tennis games you'll ever play. Like Rockstar.
That's very
true. Like you're sitting here like, who wants to play table tennis? And you're like, this game is amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, those guys.
I would argue Bethesda is superior as well because we can go from Skyrim, fantasy, lore, to space.
And
do it really well. I just don't know that CD Projekt Red has that ability.
You also had like Fallout 76 in the middle of that. You know what I mean?
proof positive. Like, then you could go to a dystopian Earth that's blown up.
No, Fallout 76 was.
Oh, Fallout 76. Yeah. Was just, but that's different. I'm not talking about single player games.
That
was actually a multiplayer game.
I'm only talking about single player games. I mean, I'm not talking about multiplayer games. Imagine CD Projekt Red throwing in multiplayer in that hot mess. It'd be even worse.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be better.
I think they just tried to take on something way bigger than what they were capable of. And that's what happened.
Yeah, happened to my wife, too.
You are on one today.
She's adjusted.
Oh, man. Where do we go from?
I think we end it right there.
Quick question, though, from Beast. Does Bethesda make ESO? ZeniMax makes ESO, which ZeniMax is the parent company to Bethesda.
I always got to say, though, Rockstar did make The Warriors, which is one of my favorite games of all time. Rockstar is good.
Every game Rockstar has made, you can...
No, there's some bad ones in there, I'm
like
sure.
What?
I don't... Well, that's the thing. We don't know about
them. Well, okay.
Because they're bad.
They've not...
That's such a blanket, stupid statement.
No, it's
with
not.
No information.
Yeah, I know.
It's a law of probability.
That's like, and I'm going to, this is actually the one thing. So look.
They have to have made a bad game.
That's like the comment that I've heard a lot of comments this week.
I've heard a lot of comments this week.
This particular comment, and it's interesting. I think Starfield is a good game, right? I think there's people that don't enjoy this style of game, and that's fine, right? But there was a couple comments that said that this game was a buggy mess.
Yeah, that's just false.
And that's the comment that, because it's like, hey, look, okay, to be fair, I did not see your playthrough. I there was one streamer that talked about it. I didn't see his playthrough, but I'm curious to go back and watch it, because when you say a buggy mess, I think of games like Cyberpunk launch, right? That was a buggy mess that was unplayable. It was just a terrible experience. There are bugs in this game, but I don't know. A buggy mess? I don't know. I think...
No, it's 100% false.
Yeah,
that's a dumb take.
I don't
say that often, but that's a dumb take.
Again, I did not see your playthrough.
It's a
lie. And one streamer that I actually like to watch. I think he's pretty funny. He's one of the ones that said it, and I'm thinking like, well, I didn't watch your playthrough, but I'm curious to go through and see, because
buggy mess means like... Remember Assassin's Creed Unity when it dropped and you're like going through the floor? That's a hot buggy mess to me. That statement just shows that you're lying.
I get
worst Rockstar games. There's 28 games.
Let Jordan finish.
What's interesting about that is like he played through the whole campaign of the game, right? And he beat the game. And actually, he refunded it on Steam and got his refund, which was more impressive to me because it's like, how did you do that? You put like 25 hours into the game and they gave you a full refund. Like,
well, it's a 1,000-hour playthrough.
Yeah, game, I was like, so whoa.
Maybe that's only 0.2%.
Yeah, maybe that's how they did the math, right? So, no, but anyway, I like this particular streamer, but it was interesting because I've heard other people comment that. And I'm like, buggy mess is like that. Do you know what that means? Like buggy mess.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's where I don't know that they've played it. Smuggler's Run, number 10 on Game Boy Advance from Rockstar with a Metacritic score of 40.
Well, who knows? Maybe these were all review bombed.
Surfing H3O. Yeah. Back then.
Yeah.
Surfing H3O, PlayStation 2, Metacritic score of 46. And actually this one.
Is this them developed or published?
Developed.
Developed? They developed that game?
Well, they had to. I'm sure they got their start.
I have a list of their published games.
Manhunt 2. Metacritic score 62. That's not bad that those were the only ones under 60. State of Emergency. I don't know that one either. Rockstar Presents Table Tennis. Is that the game you're talking about?
Yeah, but look, that's for the Wii.
Yeah, that's the way you see the Wii.
Dude, if you watch like Doc, even he's like, you guys remember that Rockstar table tennis game? Like, that thing was great. It was really good.
Italian Job.
Yeah, but that was like 2001 for a movie.
But what I'm saying, Wild Metal Country.
Yeah, indeed, but these aren't bad scores.
This one is a great title, though. Beater Raider.
Hey, they're not afraid to take risks.
They're like a DJ.
Grand Theft Auto's on the list. Oh, there it is. That's probably the one right there.
What are you looking at?
Rockstar Table Tennis.
Yeah, Rockstars are great.
Yeah, they're good, man. Now, as for redoing stuff, I don't know if it's necessarily their team that redoes like the ports? The well the port That was more of a Take-Two issue than a Rockstar issue. Charging. That was so funny.
I want to shout out T-Bucks' wife.
What?
Because T-Bucks dropped her membership and says, don't shout out my membership because I'm watching with my wife. Shout out to T-Bucks and T-Bucks' wife. Thanks for tuning in. Just throwing that.
Wow. I thought you were like prepping to just like be just, a dick. I
just throwing out there randomly to some. I'd like to shout out Billy 25's wife. Yeah,
you're great.
Hey.
Hey,
you're great.
All in all, though?
You're why my Baldur's Gate name is Wife Slayer.
Yeah, that was funny.
Sorry. Hey, thank you, D-Bucks, for being a member. Appreciate
hey, but all in all, I've been having a lot of fun with Starfield.
Yeah, it's so super
I'm excited
fun,
to get
so.
To New Game Plus.
Guys, if you haven't yet, thank you for tuning in and hanging out.
Hey, did we ever answer which one, like what we thought was better? The title of the show?
I did. Jordan prefers Skyrim. I think as of right now, Skyrim is the best.
See, and as of right now, Starfield ekes it out for me. Spicy?
Too soon to call. I like them both equally at this point.
It's a very political answer.
No, but because what a here's the out. Thing. I have
sometimes hey, I ask my kids,
hey, take a stand, man.
The other day I asked my kids, like, hey, who do you love, or what do we say? Who do you like? Me and my wife would do this. Who do you like more, mommy or daddy? Our daughter answers honestly. Our son like looks at us both and he goes, both. That was your answer right there. Well, it was a very political answer.
I have probably like 2,000 plus hours in Skyrim. I only have like 30 hours in this game, so. Or less. I think I'm 20 or so. I don't even know what I'm at. I got to go the distance. And this game is making me go the distance.
Yeah,
so
it's true. That's true. That's true. Regardless, it's fantastic.
So it's a wash. Yeah, because I didn't tilt the scales. Because you guys are on opposite sides of that fence and I'm on top of it.
Bravo Brick says, taking shots every time David interrupts. I blacked out 30 minutes ago. today was an interrupting show. I apologize. But
Jordan was about to
when
make
I
this
have
point.
To get to my hot take, okay?
There was a point where Jordan like built up to his whole like final, and then you're like, okay, I got it. Here, I finally looked it up. David totally tuned out his entire sent like paragraph, his thesis, because he was searching on something on his computer. And then just,
well, that's like, yeah. I don't agree with you. Why listen?
It's called older brother syndrome. That's
okay, guys, thank you for tuning in. For everybody that's a member, stick around the members lounge. We're gonna have a nice sit today. A nice sit. You don't have to go anywhere.
Hey, you know what we should do in the members lounge? Yeah. We should go into New Atlantis and shoot everybody and
we
see what happens.
Test it.
So, yeah, let's go. We'll test it on Mark.
For those that don't know, members lounge. For those that are members over on YouTube, exclusive episodes drop on the members lounge. It's usually the after show where you thought today was spicy. Hey. The members lounge is extra spicy.
So hey, come, more of this guy.
Also, some gameplay of Baldur's Gate, which is hilarious. See you guys in members lounge.